This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis signed a new law today that will deliver more than $5 billion for highways, bus stations, electric vehicles, and more. The money will come from new fees that will add to the cost of everything starting next year, from a gallon of gas to a ride in an Uber. Backers of the Affordable Care Act are relieved after the Supreme Court rejected the latest push by Republicans to end Obamacare. The program serves 600,000 Coloradans and 21 million Americans. Health advocate Laura Packard is a cancer survivor who uses the ACA. She expects more legal challenges.
I mean, this is certainly a victory. People should rest easier now that we don't have to hit refresh every Monday and Thursday morning to find out if we still have health insurance. But I don't think this is done.
Colorado native Neil Gorsuch was one of the dissenting justices in the 7-2 vote. Record-breaking heat and dry weather is causing cities and counties to issue fire restrictions due to high wildfire danger. Caroline Shore at the Native Roots Garden Center in Durango says everything is radiating heat, the pavement, sidewalks, even the gravel.
The best way to cope is just drinking plenty of water, working some, and then cooling off for a while, cool wet towels to cool down, and just getting under water, honestly.
Forecasters expect a cool down this weekend. Currently in Grand Junction, 103 degrees. This is CPR News.